The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Affordable Automotive, Gulf Breeze.
Little scoop, you don't know, you don't know what I got. Scoop, you don't know what I got. Well, I'm not bragging, babe, so don't put me down. But I've got the fastest set of wheels in town. When something comes up to me, he don't even try. Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly. She's my little Deuce Coupe. You don't know.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Tuesday. It's Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear a little Deuce Coupe, you know it is time for our friends from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze to be in the house. Typically, we have the two owners, Ken and his Kenny and his dad, Ken Chartel. But y'all, we got the whole family in here today in the studio, from little to older is the best way to put that, right?
It's a family affair today.
It is.
We're glad to be
affair.
Here, Meg. Thank
yes.
you for having
okay.
us again.
You got to introduce everybody, Kenny.
So, of course, it's Kenny Chartel with my father from Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, Florida.
Yes.
And, of course, I have my beautiful wife sitting across from me. Hello, Sarah Chartel.
Hello, everybody.
Sarah has the prettiest smile on the planet, just saying.
Oh,
just saying.
You.
I mean,
she helps drive customers to our business, for sure.
Yes.
She promotes it very well, and
I
thank
love
you.
Our customers.
I know. So. I know. It's all Gulf Breeze family. And then we have...
And then we have our beautiful daughter, Miss Violet May, in studio with us for the first time.
She was dancing to Little Deuce. How old is she?
Violet is 19 months old.
Wow.
So she's going to be
my favorite right before two.
She'll be the future right. generation of the few stick drivers out there because she will know how to drive a stick shift vehicle for sure. So
and it looks like she's sitting in somebody special's lap.
That would be my Oma, my mother, her Oma, I should say. So... We have the whole family in-house today. Of course, my mother and father helped start this business 30 years ago,
wow.
Back in December of 95, you know.
Cindy actually found the business for
That's
me.
That's amazing.
I was at Talladega at a race, and this was long before cell phones, but she knew we were going to stay at a hotel, and she called a hotel and told me, I found a shop for you.
Really?
And
that was mom, huh?
That was Cindy.
That was all Cindy.
Wow.
You know, and at the time...
And that's your wife?
Yes.
Okay, just make sure. My
mother. 41 lovely years.
Oh, congratulations. That's a lot. Says a lot in this day and age, truly.
Right?
You know,
we're
it
a dying
does.
Breed.
Yeah. All right, well, can we get a little your little daughter up on the phone? Because she has learned how to say something special.
Oh, of course. Well, because of this wonderful season we have coming up, she's been practicing some things lately. And one of them is this. So I hope everybody...
can she say it here?
Happy Halloween.
She's become a big Halloween fan.
Pre-recorded
right there, but we'll see if she can get her on the fly.
Yeah.
She's currently indulging in Cheerios at the moment.
Oh,
so
all right.
We'll,
I don't want to disrupt the...
We'll keep her at bay.
You know what? If for nothing else, Cheerios are good for this very purpose.
Absolutely.
I don't know if I've ever seen them in a bowl, but I have seen them for many, many decades in little people's hands.
Well, as an auto mechanic, Meg, you know, we see a lot of different types
Cheerios.
Of vehicles and conditions that maybe vans come in, and we can usually tell which vehicles have kids and which don't have kids. And
right?
So, as you can see, this cup is somewhat of a deterrent opposed to a bag possibly spilling over, and now
Truth.
I've got half the bag, half the box of Cheerios underneath the seat rather than in her stomach.
I love it.
We'll see how that helps. But
okay.
As a good tip and reminder, remember, food particles in that van can create issues. We've seen it all too often before, especially milk formula, so be careful of that.
I am reminded frequently not to put anything under my seat, because when you recline the seat, it can get stuck and
yes.
it can break.
Yes, that
seat.
Makes yes, so, ma'am. That's a perfect tip.
All these things I've been learning.
Yeah, that's a great point for those who have children out there or may be on the rush. You know, when you leave a soda can or a big water bottle underneath that seat, remember those electronic seats go up and down and side to side, and they have heated and AC seats, and because of that, there's a lot of components underneath there. And of course, you know, you have that passenger who doesn't know, sits in there and wants to go down a little bit, and then now you hear a crunch, and of course the seat doesn't work anymore. So you know, there is a rhyme and a reason to keeping these things clean.
Yes, sir. That makes sense. If you just joined us, we're talking with the Chartel family today. Ken and Kenny are the owners of Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, and this is officially the Car Care Show. So if you have questions and you have a comment, something you've been thinking about, maybe you're hearing a little knocking noise you're not too sure of, why don't you text that in at 850-437-1620, because this is the Pep Talk Pensacola Expert Panel, and the experts are definitely here, even the 19-month-old expert.
Absolutely.
Which probably is an expert on Cheerios, but that's a whole nother show.
That's a whole nother show. But she's a fan of four- and two-wheeled things, so she knows race cars and motorcycles. So
it's in her blood.
It's in her blood a little bit. And, you know, as of course, as time moves on, we also move on into these fall months and where it starts getting cooler. And it's a perfect time to start thinking about your car, as Mike was talking about, you know, winterizing your garden on the previous hour. The same goes for your vehicle and being able to get that in and get it serviced before the cold, you know, fall and winter months hit us. And then you're unprepared for an issue that may arise.
Right. So now is the time to have bring their vehicles to you, and you could actually do an inspection or a look over.
Absolutely. We encourage our customers to bring it in for a fall checkup. Of course, you can give us a call at 850-932-0811, schedule an appointment with us, and then we'd be happy to get it in there. And, you know, of course, we take a look at a couple of different things. And, you know, as the fall months come on, so does that change from hot to cold. And as discussed with our friend Howard over here, us humans also know what that change feels like from hot to cold. Our bones may...
We just had senior programming on before you. So.
No problem. So this all is relevant. But there are other things that I think we need to be aware of. Right, Father?
Yes. You have to remember we get that infamous tire monitor light that starts coming on as the cooler weather shows up. The air becomes thicker and the tire pressure goes down inside of your tire. So that light is going to start popping on.
Yeah, mine comes up on my screen and it has all four tires and then it'll say 32, 32, 30. And then my back left says 28.
Yeah, that's the one that's triggering the light.
And it only takes one.
So what do I do when I see it? Because I just saw it this morning, just saying.
Put some air in it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's...
And is that just a change in temperature that does that? It's not necessarily mean that I have a leak in the tire? Or...
No, not necessarily. I mean, that it is a little lower than the others. That's not really concerning, but tires will lose some air over time. Mm-hmm. It just seeps through the rubber.
And so how often should you check the air in your tires?
Well, you have your little monitor, so you know, so kind of really push that button every time you get in and see where you're at.
Sounds like my dad, but okay.
We have this issue.
And while you're
car.
At it, hit that oil, you know, oil remaining life and see what your oil remaining life is left. And is it time to get an oil change and have some winterized maintenance done in your vehicle? And check that pesky tire monitor light.
And we have talked about this before, but if I don't have high tech in the car, how often for oil changes would you recommend? And how often should you check your tires if you don't have the more sophisticated?
Yeah, of course. We have all this wonderful technology at our fingertips in these vehicles that, you know, inform us when these things come up. But when we don't, of course, a good rule of thumb for any make or model vehicle is, you know, 3,000 is typically the mileage for conventional motor oil. And then when you get to synthetic motor oil, you're typically right about that 5,000 mark. Manufacturers will all have their specifications. Some want it longer. But in general practice and what we've seen in the industry, 5,000 is a great benchmark for any synthetic oil. Now, checking your tire pressure, any good service shop that's going to be looking at your vehicle, whether it be Affordable Automotive or any other shop that you trust, should be doing a good job of also checking your tire pressure along when doing your oil changes, because while they have it in the air, it's a good time to not only check tire pressure, check the brake lining and see what condition those look like, along with other components in the front end that we have discussed. Tie rod ends, suspension parts, steering components, all these just take a simple flashlight to look at, and you can usually tell pretty quickly whether or not you need to take a closer look or can pass that off as a green light. We'll look at it next time.
This is the Car Show with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. And we did get a text that came in with a question. This is a great question. With the upcoming holidays, first one's this Friday, by the way, Halloween, but also Thanksgiving and Christmas are right around the corner. So, and there's going to be traveling. So what overall checks should I get for my vehicle before I take off on a big trip? I always fear, especially when I get away for Thanksgiving, I always fear a breakdown away from home. That's one of my biggest fears, too, to be honest.
I think that's everyone's biggest fear.
even I,
as a mechanic.
Do you? Okay.
I'm driving a 30-year-old vehicle, and a little hard to get parts for it sometimes, but yes, and I take it on long, long trips. So,
what should I do?
Well, basically, you get your oil changes done and have your tires checked and, the basic maintenance and back to, you were saying, on the tire, if you don't have the tire monitor light or the fancy electronics that tell you when to change the oil, then there should be a window sticker up in the top corner. We always put one in. And, that's one other good way.
Mm-hmm.
So, and as for the tires, it's always good to kind of check that on a monthly basis, unless you're noticing one that's kind of going down
right.
a little faster than others.
Okay.
You can kind of take a visual of your tire, and if it looks pretty flat at the bottom, then it's probably low.
Not but in terms of a long trip, any other suggestions?
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing that's commonly missed until we're in it is windshield wipers. Because
that's so true.
So often do we overlook what the condition of those are, and only when we realize them, it's when we're in the middle of the rainstorm that we go, I can't see a darn thing out of these,
Right.
So that's always something that is number one on my list, because while it may be sunny here, if you're going up to North Georgia or Tennessee or wherever that may be, that condition can change, and you might have that shower that pops up, and the last thing you need is the windshield wipers inhibiting your clear view out that front windshield.
That's great. And we did have a listener just texted in something that I think is pretty good, too. The listeners texted in, I know I should always have a pair of jumper cables in my trunk. What other basic maintenance or emergency equipment should I have in my car at all times just in case? And that jumper cables, that is so important.
Yes, especially in the wintertime, because the heat destroys the battery and the problem shows up when it's cold.
Right.
So,
right.
There's nothing worse than standing outside in the cold and listening to click, 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 and it won't start.
Right, and I can't tell you how many times I've been so grateful when someone pulls up and says, I've got jumper cables in my car. Thank you. And then I sit there and think I should have them in my car.
Another thing would be some windshield washer fluid with, if you're going up north, some windshield washer fluid that has some alcohol in it to help keep it from freezing.
Oh.
Because if you get slushy roads, the tires tend to kick it up and you end up using those squirters quite a bit to clear your windshield off. So,
okay.
More so than in the rain, you get that same spray when it's rainy out, but it doesn't have the mud, the salt, and everything else mixed in with it.
Okay, some great tips. Got another question that just came in, a little bit different subject. I seem to have a slight, oil leak. Probably just a quart maybe or a little bit more between changes. Do these leaks tend to get worse quickly, or should I do anything about it? Or
oil leaks are kind of a touchy situation.
You know, when there's a long silence, we're in trouble.
There's a lot of places that oil can be coming from, but if it's consistently losing about a quart or so between every oil change, and if
that seems like a lot.
It is.
You should notice some staining on your garage floor. Unless you're parking it on grass or in dirt, you're not going to see it. But that's quite a bit of oil between oil changes for not being able to see some sort of telltale sign.
Right.
Some obvious things we see, as far as that, when we see them at our shop, maybe the oil filter was not tightened all the way, or maybe that drain plug gasket had fallen off and not replaced when changed. You know, another couple of tips maybe to look out for. Do you only notice the leak when it's running? Perhaps maybe when the engine's on, does that leak seem to start dripping underneath, or do you notice it more? If it's sitting, then it could be a couple of different things. You know, there's many gaskets on there between an oil pan engine gasket, a timing cover gasket. And of course, on some of these vehicles where that oil filter connects, there's also an adapter gasket. So, of course, there's plenty of places that this oil can seep out from, but kind of taking a notice as to whether it's a running leak or a sitting leak. And, of course, making sure you get that to our shop, Affordable Automotive, or to your local trusted mechanic to at least have them take a look. Because while the manufacturer has a certain amount of oil they'll burn over the course of an oil change, you really shouldn't be leaking anything out to that extent. I mean, as far as that goes, these engines have gotten real good at being sealed up tight. Rubber's come a long way from what it used to be in the 70s and 80s of cork seals and rubber gaskets. Well, so in that regard, things are a lot tighter. So yeah, that is a considerable amount of oil being lost. And if you haven't had anybody take a look, we'd be happy to do so. And of course, if nobody knows out there, we're located just a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. And of course, we can always be reached on the phone at 850-932-0811 and schedule an appointment today.
Well, someone just texted in big capital letters, valve cover gaskets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means. I'm assuming that has something to do with oil leaks.
Absolutely.
Valve cover gaskets. Okay. And then somebody else, this is pretty cute. This is a little on the lighter side, especially since we have some singers in the studio. Bonus question. What are the absolute best road trip songs?
Wow.
That's... That'll throw you off, right? Because there's lots of good kids counting songs. You know?
Violet's really into the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
The Beatles, so we have been listening going, for sure.
Oh, to the Beatles on some road trips.
Oh, I love it. The original stuff, probably,
yes.
Right? Okay, the
you
fun
know,
stuff.
I guess it really kind of depends on where I'm at in my road trip. Am I going through a town like maybe, say, Birmingham or Montgomery where I'm in stop-and-go traffic?
Uh-huh.
Maybe like something hardcore like, you know, Metallica isn't what I need to be listening to, and I need to
soothing.
Tone it down, you know, maybe a little
before
John
my
Denver.
Road rage gets even worse.
Yeah, we used to play a great game when I was a kid. It was the alphabet game, and so we would start with A, and you had to look for a sign that started with A. You know, so then you would see like an auto shop, and then the next thing you'd look for a thing that had the letter B. And so you'd go through the whole outfit, so there'd be a couple of them that'd be tough, you know. Q actually was easy because there was always like a quick lube or something like that.
Sure,
but
sure.
Z wasn't so easy. So that's a little road games you can play. Got another question that just came in. This is a little more serious. My wife has a 2017 Mustang. She teleworks and only puts about 3,000 miles a year on her vehicle. How often should she get an oil change? That's a good question.
Again,
oil. A lot of folks here really don't put a lot of mileage on their cars.
Some do, some don't.
But we see that often where we have customers that really just don't really put a lot of mileage on their vehicle at the end of the year. You know, and again, it kind of depends where we're at. You know, we're in Florida in a pretty humid environment, so of course it's important to check that oil level if you got a leak that you've been noticing, get that taken care of. But so long as you've been putting some drive time on that vehicle and not letting it sit that entire time.
Didn't you tell me last time you don't want it sitting for too long?
Absolutely. You don't
want
that. Still
want to drive it a couple of times.
Yep, because that oil, believe it or not, will start to separate, and all the agents inside of there sitting a long enough time will start to separate. And of course, now that's not providing the lubrication properties that it once was.
So on back to the gentleman's or lady's question, whoever, with the oil, letting it, only putting 3,000 miles on it a year is not that big of a deal. Now, don't start it and just pull it out of the garage and shut it right off and then start it and put it back in the garage, because now you are creating a lot of moisture. And that's worse than stop-and-go driving at that point. So really, if you're going to use a vehicle to do something, let it warm all the way up, you know. Put 10 miles on it, 15 miles, even if you don't need to go anywhere, just to get that oil good and warm so that those additives in the oil can do their work, because they only do the work once they're hot, when the oil is hot.
Okay, you're listening to Car Care Show with Affordable Automotive of Gulf Breeze, 850-437-1620. Got lots of texts coming in, so I'm going to try to get to most of them. This one says, when I'm buying a used car, what are the tip-top things that I should look for? Let me see what else it says. Hang on. To look out for, to make sure I'm making a good purchase. That's probably a long list, isn't it?
You know,
probably depends on the model and make and
yeah,
year
absolutely.
And...
But it, in general, all things stay the same. I mean, if you can, for starters, just take a good look at the vehicle. Open the trunk. Open all four doors. Make sure all power windows work. That all door locks unlock and lock back up. You know, pop the hood. You don't have to be a mechanic to just notice something out of place.
You can tell if it's been taken care of
absolutely.
Just by looking at it. Right?
And if you pop the hood and the engine cover's all messed up, or there's fingerprints everywhere, or there are clips missing in one area, look a little closer. It may be an indication that there's been more apart than what they may be leading on. So a simple walk around is something that, unfortunately, we just fail to do a lot of times for our customers when we finally get the car after they've purchased it. Mm-hmm. And we would have suggested maybe bringing it to us before they had purchased it, because now they're stuck with it. And sometimes those problems can be caught before you sign on that dotted line to say, hey, you say this vehicle's not been wrecked, but up in the air, clearly these are not the factory panels. This under panel has been bent and moved back into place to quote unquote cosmetically fix it. So you can see a lot of different things that, while Carfax is good, it's only as good as those reporting it.
Right, of course. Okay, and we have another text that came in, and since we have little Violet in the room with us, this one says, just want to make sure everybody has their brakes checked this week, because you're going to have lots of kids running around for Halloween. So it says, make sure you have good brakes. This saved me one time. And so that is true.
Absolutely. Being aware of your brake pedal, and just as important as it is for us to go forward, we have to stop and stop well. Mm-hmm. Because yeah, she's right. There's going to be a lot of kids on the road, and being very situationally aware
right.
of your surroundings, and making sure that, of course, if you've got brake issues, stay off the roads or get those checked before Halloween.
Right.
Okay, this is a comment. It says, the Kennys, that would be both of you, are so great, exclamation point. This is from a family member in Birmingham. Can they tell the story of Pat, the green Honda, that's been passed down through our family?
Please.
Cindy just raised her hand. Oma just raised her hand. She does not want to be on. Okay, I got it. She doesn't want to be on the radio.
Okay. Well,
and we only have a couple minutes here, so you have to
okay,
make this a
quick
story. Okay,
well, we appreciate the text in there from our family members, and just got to say the green Honda, Pat, was my grandmother's vehicle. It was purchased brand new in 93. It's got 284,000 miles.
Gosh.
I'm looking right at it. And
right, parked right outside the window.
Right outside the window.
Wow. Of every topic we have discussed on this radio show, I have done suspension work, checked oil leaks, fixed oil
leaks. Lots
of
oil leaks.
So, but at the same time, I have memories of that when I was a child in Violet's age.
Wow.
And now today I'm getting to drive it back and forth to work, and it's a wonderful get-around vehicle. So, you know, it just shows that anything taken care of can go the distance, whether
That's awesome.
It be a 93 Honda Accord or a 2015 Hyundai Elantra. It doesn't matter.
It.
Taking care of vehicles, they'll all go the distance. So.
All right. So we have the Chartel family here in the studio. Ken Chartel, who's the original owner, his wife Cindy is here. And then we have their son, Kenny, who is here with his wife, Sarah, and the next generation, sweet little Violet, is here.
Baby
who is
Violet.
Talking quite a bit this morning. You want to say hi, Violet?
Say happy Halloween.
Say happy Halloween.
Close enough.
She's microphone shy this morning.
I know. I love it. Even at that age, they know the microphone's scary, right?
Yes. Yes, they do. Yes,
well, we're about
do.
Out of time, gentlemen and family. What a treat to have all of you here. A treat. What a treat. Yeah,
treat. Thank you for having us.
Not a trick, but a treat. If you could give out your contact information again, website, all that good stuff.
Of course. So, Affordable Automotive, we're a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo, located at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. Of course, we can be reached at 850-932-0811. Give us a call anytime to schedule an appointment, and of course, find us online at affordableautomotivegulfbreeze.com. And of course, all of our listeners, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
And yes, we appreciate everything. We'll see you next time. Thank
all
you,
man. All right. Thanks, everybody. Affordable Automotive and Gulf Breeze. Be safe this Halloween.